Morning, Bastion.
Morning.
Yep.
I had another dream, Dad. About Mom.
I understand, son. But we have to get on with things, right? Bastion, we each have responsibilities. We can't let Mom's death be an excuse for not getting the old job done, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's time you and I had a little talk. I got a call from your math teacher yesterday. Says that you were drawing horses in your math book.
Unicorns. They were unicorns.
What?
Nothing.
She also says that you haven't been turning in your homework on time. And I'm very disappointed that you didn't even try out for the swimming team. As to those riding lessons you wanted, you say you love horses, and yet you seem to be afraid to get on a real one. Now, Bastion, you're old enough to get your head down out of the clouds and start keeping both feet on the ground, right?
Okay.
Stop daydreaming. Start facing your problems, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. I think we've had a nice talk. We should have more. You have a good day, son. Don't be late for school again.
But yesterday I wasn't.
Hey, it's the weirdo.
The weirdo? Got any cash for us today?
Get up! Get up! Hey, get up! Get away, jerk! You're dead, chicken! We're gonna get you!
Where's your money, man?
I don't have any!
No money? Mama School's holding out on us.
You ain't got no money on you. You're throwing the garbage can.
No!
Still here? Did you hear what I said, boy? You're hiding, aren't you?
No, I was just...
The video arcade is down the street. Here we just sell small rectangular objects. They're called books. They require a little effort on your part and make no beep, 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 beeps. On your way, please.
I know books. I have 186 of them at home.
Ah, come. comic books.
No, I've read Treasure Island, Last of the Mohicans, Wizard of Oz, Lord of the Rings, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Tarzan...
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who are you running away from?
Just some kids from school.
Why?
They want to throw me in the garbage.
So why don't you give them a good punch in the nose?
Well, I don't know. What's that book about?
Oh, this is something special.
Well, what is it?
Look, your books are safe. By reading them, you get to become Tarzan or Robinson Crusoe.
But that's what I like about them.
Ah, but afterwards you get to be a little boy again.
What do you mean?
Listen. Have you ever been Captain Nemo? Trapped inside your submarine while the giant squid is attacking you?
Yes.
Weren't you afraid you couldn't escape?
But it's only a story.
That's what I'm talking about. The ones you read are safe.
And that one isn't?
Don't worry about it.
But you just said it was...
Forget about it. This book... is not for you.
Sorry, Anders. Oh, yes, Mr. Anders. What can I do for you? No, I don't have it, but I can find it for you. Well, they run maybe 300, 375. Might take me a couple of weeks.
It was midnight in the howling forest. The wind whistled through the tops of the ancient trees. Suddenly something enormous crashed and rumbled through the eerie woods.
Excuse me. Would it be all right if I joined you this evening? You see, I've been traveling all day. Delicious-looking limestone rock. Nice bouquet. Must be a real vintage year.
Yes, you're right. Those delicious rocks are the reason we've camped here, all right. Is he a nutcase?
No, he's a rock biter.
A rock biter? A rock biter?
Sorry.
Poor baby.
Pardon me. That was limestone with a dash of quartz. Very tasty. Where I come from in the north, we used to have exquisite gourmet rocks. Only now, they're all gone.
I know how it happened.
I swear it wasn't me.
No, I think I know what it was. Tell us more.
Near my home, there used to be a beautiful lake. But then it was gone.
Did the lake dry up?
No, it just wasn't there anymore. Nothing was there anymore. Not even a dried up lake.
A hole?
A hole would be something. No, it was nothing. And it got bigger and bigger. First, there was no lake anymore. And then finally, no rocks.
If he keeps stuffing his face like that, soon there won't be any rocks here either.
Nighthawk, this could be serious. Rockbiter, what you have told us is also happening where I live in the West. A strange sort of nothing is destroying everything.
Yes. We Nighthawks live in the South. And it's there, too.
So, it's not just in our part of Fantasia?
Maybe. It's already everywhere. Maybe our whole land is in danger. What can we do?
My people are sending me to the Ivory Tower, to the Empress, for help.
We are on the same mission. After all, if the Empress can't save us, who could?
Then why are we all just sitting around here instead of taking off for the Ivory Tower?
Right. What are we waiting for?
Yes, yes. Let's go now.
Hey, wake up.
Come on, old girl.
We can't just hang around here. Wake up. Ready for takeoff. Oh, stupid duck.
We can't wait for a snail. Can I carry you?
Don't worry. It's a racing snail.
Oh. But we can't even wait for a racing snail.
Tally-ho!
Hey, it really is a racing snail.
And nobody gives a hoot about me and my stupid back.
Hey, Maybe I'll take a few of these yummy gourmet rocks for the road.
She's our only hope.
Friends, I know why you are all here. The nothing is destroying our world. I also know that you have come to beseech the Empress for help. But I have terrible news. The Empress herself has become deathly ill. There seems to be a mysterious link between her illness and the nothing. She's dying. So she cannot save us. But there just might be one chance. The plains people who hunt the purple buffalo have among them a great warrior. He alone has a chance to fight the nothing and save us. He is our only hope. His name is Atreyu.
Atreyu. The Empress had already sent for the great warrior. When he finally appeared on the terrace of the ivory tower, he carried with him the hopes of all Fantasia.
I'm sorry, but this is not the time or place for children. I must ask you to leave.
If you don't want me here, you shouldn't have sent for me.
Is he in the case?
It was not you we sent for. We wanted to betray you.
I am a betray.
Not a betray you, the child. A betray you, the warrior.
I'm the only betray you of the plains people. But I'll be happy to go back hunting the purple buffalo.
No, wait. Come back, please. If you really are the Atreyu we sent for, you would be willing to go on a quest?
Yes, of course. What kind of a quest?
To find a cure for the Empress. And to save our world. No one can give you any advice except this. You must go alone. You must leave all your weapons behind. It will be very dangerous.
Is there any chance of success?
I do not know. But if you fail, the Empress will surely die. And our whole world will be utterly destroyed.
When do I begin?
Now. And you must hurry, Atreyu, for nothing grows stronger every day. Take this. The Orin speaks for the Empress. It will guide and protect you.
Of darkness also began his quest. They had been traveling aimlessly for almost a week. But they could not find a cure for the Empress. Neither Atreyu nor his horse Artax had the vaguest suspicion that the creature of darkness, the Gamork, was already tracking them down.
What is it, Artex? Is it time to go already? I know what you want. It's time to eat. It's a good idea.
No, it's a great idea. Had searched the Silver Mountains, the Desert of Shattered Hopes, and the Crystal Towers without success. And so there was only one chance left, to find Morla, the Ancient One, the wisest being in Phantasia, whose home was the Shell Mountain, somewhere in the deadly swamps of sadness. Everyone knew that whoever let the sadness overtake him would sink into the swamp.
Doing fine, Artex. Come on, Artex.
for Shell Mountain.
He couldn't have heard me.
Are you Mola, the Ancient One?
Not that it matters, but yes.
Please help me, Mola. Do you recognize this?
Well, we haven't seen the Orin in a long time.
We? Is there someone else here, too?
We haven't spoken to anyone else for thousands of years. So we started talking to ourselves.
Mola, I bring terrible news. Did you know that the Empress is very ill?
Not that it matters, but yes. Actually, we don't care.
If I don't save her, she'll die. There's a terrible nothing sweeping over the land. Don't you care about that?
We don't even care whether or not we care.
Do you have a cold?
No. We're allergic to you.
You know how I can help the Empress, don't you?
Not that it matters. But, yes.
If you don't tell me and the nothing keeps coming, you'll die too. Both of you.
Die? That at least would be something.
Please help me. You said you knew the answer.
You're tired of sneezing. Go away. Nothing matters.
That's not true. If it didn't really matter to you, you could tell me.
Clever boy.
Tell me, please.
We don't know. But you can ask. The Southern Oracle.
How can I get there?
You can't. It's 10,000 miles away.
But that's so far.
That's right. Forget it. Goodbye.
You wouldn't quit now. After days and nights of unconsciousness, Atreyu slowly opened his eyes and found himself in strange surroundings. He was clean and his wounds were dressed.
So soon. was trying to...
Sneak away?
Yeah. I mean, no.
I like children.
For breakfast?
Never. I'm a luck dragon. My name is Falcor.
And my name is...
Atreyu. And you're on a quest.
How'd you know that?
You were unconscious. And you talked in your sleep.
Why?
Could you get round and scratch behind my right ear? I could never quite reach it.
Here?
That's so good. Thank you. So, little fella, you're on your way to the Southern Oracle?
Yes. But it's hopeless. It's too far away.
Oh, I wouldn't necessarily say that.
You know how to get there?
Why, sure. It's right around the corner.
How'd all this happen?
With luck.
You've already brought me the entire 10,000 miles?
No, only 9,891, as the dragon flies.
You're amazing!
Having a luck dragon with you is the only way to go on a quest. Things will work out fine, Atreyu. Never give up, and good luck will find you.
It's good to have a friend again.
You have more than one. Look.
Advice much more.
Yes, but not until he's well. Get back here.
I'm going this way.
I'm always finding my place.
He's well. Now it's my turn with him.
Oh, no, you don't. I decide when he's well. It's your turn when I say it's your turn. Well, little man, still in pain?
A little, but it's all right.
I like that. The patient telling the doctor it's all right. It has to hurt if it's to heal. Here. Drink that. Good. That's my batwing broth. There's eye of newt in there, tree mold, old lizard brains, scales from a rancid sea serpent.
Just where did you and your dragon come from? What are you on to? Anything of interest to the scientific community?
My name's Atreyu. I came here to find the Southern Oracle.
Oh!
Here we go again.
You've come to the right place, my boy. I am somewhat of an expert on the Southern Oracle.
It is my scientific speciality.
It's my scientific speciality.
Why don't you... sit down and be quiet for once.
You keep quiet, wench.
Oh.
It's now my turn. My name is Ingebuk, She's Urgle. Ever heard of me?
I don't think so.
You don't move in scientific circles. I am the expert on the Southern Oracle. Oh, you've come to the right place, my boy.
There's no fool like an old fool.
Wait! Stay here. The observatory. To the witch, wench! Come on, lazy bones. Can't you go any faster? I've been studying the mysteries of the Southern Oracle for years. Someday, I'll publish my book. A Century of Studying the Southern Oracle by Professor Engelman. Volume 1. The Early Years.
Have you ever been to the Southern Oracle?
What do you think? I work scientifically.
Is that the Southern Oracle?
Oh, no. It's the first of the two gates you must pass through before you reach the Southern Oracle and get me the final information from my book. Of course, most people never get that far.
Why?
The Sphinx's eyes stay closed until someone who does not feel his own worth tries to pass by. Here comes one that looks fancy. Let's see what he really thinks of himself. Look. Steady cat. Oh, go on. Oh, it's my turn. Let me see. I'm the scientist.
He's going on. I think he's going to make it.
The Sphinx's eyes. Are they open or shut? Let me see.
They're shut. No, wait. The eyes are open.
Did he make it? Did he?
No.
Fancy armor doesn't help. The Sphinxes can see straight into your heart. Listen, boy. Next time, let me see what happens. It's my telescope.
I'm going to try it.
No! Don't go yet. I've not told you about the next gate. It's even worse than this one. A trail!
Thank you.
No! Don't start to doubt yourself! Be confident! One is coming up. Next is the magic mirror gate. Atreo has to face his true self.
So what? That won't be too hard for him.
Oh, that's what everyone thinks. But kind people find that they are cruel. Brave men discover that they are really cowards. Confronted with their true selves, most men run away screaming.
This is going too far. What if they really do know about me and Fantasia? an oracle?
Do not be afraid. We will not harm you. We have been waiting for you a long time, Atreya.
Are you the Subnautical?
Yes, we are.
Then you must know what can save Fantasia.
Yes, we do.
The boundaries of Fantasia.
Do you know when they are?
I have no idea.
Then how do we find a human child?
With luck.
Faster, Falcor, faster. We have to hurry.
All right. Hang on tight.
Reached the Sea of Possibilities, where they could go no further.
Look at Atreya, the nothing!
Ah!
They look like big, good, strong hands, don't they? I always thought that's what they were. Oh, my little friends. The little man with his racing snail. The night hawk. Even the stupid bat. I couldn't hold on to them. The nothing pulled them right out of my hands. I failed.
No, you didn't fail. I'm the one who failed. I was the one chosen to stop the nothing. But I lost the Auron. I can't find my luck dragon. So I won't be able to get beyond the boundaries of Fantasia.
Listen, the nothing will be here any minute. I will just sit here and let it take me away too. They look like good, strong hands, don't they?
I will not die easily. I am a warrior.
Brave warrior. Then fight the nothing.
But I can't. I can't get beyond the boundaries of Fantasia. What's so funny about that?
Fantasia has no boundaries.
That's not true. You're lying!
Foolish boy. Don't you know anything about Fantasia? It's the world of human fantasy. Every part, every creature of it, is a piece of the dreams and hopes of mankind. Therefore, It has no boundary.
But why is Fantasia dying then?
Because people have begun to lose their hopes and forget their dreams. So the nothing grows stronger.
What is the nothing?
It's the emptiness that's left. It is like a despair destroying this world. And I have been trying to help it.
But why?
Because people who have no hopes are easy to control. And whoever has the control has the power.
Who are you, really?
I am the servant of the power behind the nothing. I was sent to kill the only one who could have stopped the nothing. I lost him in the swamps of sadness. His name was Atreyu.
If we're about to die anyway, I'd rather die fighting! Come for me, Gmok! I am Atreyu!
Only a few fragments of this once rich and beautiful world had been left by the nothing.
Good old Falcor. Can you see anything? Anything at all?
No. All the land is gone.
I know. And all because I failed.
You tried.
Do you suppose the ivory tower is still standing?
Let's hope so, Atreyu. Let's hope so.
Let the Auron guide you. If the ivory tower still stands, take us there.
ivory tower.
Atreyu, why do you look so sad? I have failed you, Empress.
No. Haven't. You brought him with you.
Who?
The Earthling child. The one who can save us all.
You know about the Earthling child?
Of course. I knew everything.
My horse died. I nearly drowned. I just barely got away from the nothing. For what? To find out what you already knew?
It was the only way to get in touch with an Earthling.
But I didn't get in touch with an Earthling!
Yes, you did. He has suffered with you. He went through everything you went through. And now, he has come here. With you. He is very close. Listening. Every word we say.
What?
He's already a part of the never-ending story.
The never-ending story? What's that?
Just as he is sharing all your adventures, others are sharing his. They were with him when he hid from the boys in the bookstore.
But that's impossible!
They were with him when he took the book with the oar and symbol on the cover. In which he's reading his own story right now.
I can't believe it. They can't
can't be talking about me.
What will happen if he doesn't appear?
Then our world will disappear. And so will I.
How could he let that happen?
He doesn't understand that he's the one who has the power to stop it. He simply can't imagine that one little boy could be that important.
Is it really me? Maybe he doesn't know what he has to do!
What do I have to do?
He has to give me a new name. He's already chosen it. He just has to call it out.
It's only a story. It's not real. It's only a story.
Fantasia has totally disappeared? Yes. And everything's been in vain. No, it hasn't. Fantasia can arise in you. From your dreams and wishes, Bastian. How? Open your hand. What are you going to wish for? I don't know. Then there will be no Fantasia anymore. How many wishes do I get? As many as you want. And the more wishes you make, the more magnificent Fantasia will become.
Really?
Try it. And my first wish is...
Falcor is wonderful!
you like to wish for next?
Many other wishes and had many other amazing adventures before he finally returned to the ordinary world. But that's another story.
She may